to ensure that ET1 was responsible for the gene changes that were seen, or expression levels. At the top left here, we see CTGF expression on conventional PCR showing an upregulation at 30 minutes to 1 hour. Then to quantify more accurately expression, we then did real-time PCR, and here CTGF is upregulated by almost fourfold at between 1 to 2 hours. We can see with ADM there's another upregulation at just over 2.5-fold at about 2 hours. And STC1, which we saw as being downregulated on a gene arrays at 4 hours, wasn't deemed downregulated here. However, on time point inductions, we can see that there was actually an upregulation as early as 30 minutes to 1 hour, indicating it to be an early response gene. This may well be responsible for why there's been varying levels seen within different literature as to STC1 levels.